is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Has someone been born?
Unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
Wave 98.3, Mesa Luna, Johannes Lundstedt. Dino with you, 208, in for Sterling Fox. He was in this morning, having a great old time, filling in for TJ. TJ's back in action tomorrow morning. And how about that Grey Cup? Oh, man, there are stories to tell. Lots of surprises for the Grey Cup, too, huh? Let's get into that in a bit. Here's Steve Cole, 1-2, Wave 98.3.
Don't lose control, I'ma make you mine. a brag of outlandish claims, a master of love and a jack of all trades. You're much on swagger, is that your game? Just take me up, I'll be an ace of spades. So are you ready to get moving? Slow and steady maneuvers, come and get us that proving. So supersonic and what you got, grab a skin cut.
Wave 98.3, Barbara Mamabola, and a great little song called Hold Up, Bring It Down. It's Dino 216 in for Sterling Fox. I was talking about Grey Cup. Well, it's all over and done with, and it was quite the upset, wasn't it? If you're a follower of sports, some of us not so much, but Toronto Argonauts, surprise upset, beating the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 41-24. I met a lot of the Bombers fans over the weekend, and they are pumped. I didn't hear any Toronto fans getting pumped. I guess it's too far for them. Or maybe they didn't think they were going to win. I'm not sure. 52,349 fans at BC Place. On top of all of that, apparently there was a 50-50 winner of like $400,000, and they haven't found that person yet. So if you're out there, check those tickets. You never know.
10,000 years before the birth of Paul Atreides, we founded a sisterhood.
Crave presents the next groundbreaking original series from HBO, Dune: Prophecy, the epic prequel to the classic sci-fi novel.
Sacrifices need to be made.
True power begins with control.
Sisterhood above all.
Dune Prophecy. Stream now only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Wave weather. It's going to be one of those gray weekends. Yeah, I know. Something to look forward to. But prior to that, we're going to have some sunshine today. I know over towards UBC, we were getting some blue sky earlier. And then over towards Burnaby, it was looking very dark and ominous. Now, in the weather forecast, there's a risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon. I'll keep you aware of that. Showers except a few wet flurries on higher terrain. That would be like SFU, Burnaby Mountain. That's expected this evening. Risk of a thunderstorm early this evening as well. Low to about +2. So that's about the chilliest it's going to be all week long. And then we're back to 7 degrees and a small chance of showers on Tuesday. And Tuesday night, we're going to get that rain. There's another storm coming. Uh-oh. Look out for that one. Right now at 555 West Georgia, downtown, nice and dry, and the sun's sort of right behind a cloud right now, but it's 7 degrees. Here's Al Stewart, Time Passages, Wave 98.3, Smooth Grooves.
Beginning to flow, I felt the beat of my mind go drifting in time passages. Yes, go falling in the fading light, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight. The kind to live in the past. The years run too short and the days too fast. The things you lean on are things that don't last. Well, it's just now and then my line gets cast into these time passages. There's something back there that you left behind. Oh, time passages. Something to learn. It's just a game that you play.
98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
At the cafe where we first met, I hope she doesn't see me, 'cause she's sitting with a new boyfriend. Don't get me wrong, I hope she's doing alright, but her love's my weakness, it's my kryptonite. I'm a shipwreck with no sign of land. Every day I reminisce with this.
time can heal all my pain. The weatherman's forecasting sunny days to take away this rain. I look at my reflection as I start to grin. I'm strutting down the street feeling confident. I've got aces up my sleeve, baby, I'm all in. Every day I reminisce with this regret. It's my time for some happiness. I'm no longer lost in the disguise of my past. As the crowd marches by, I see a girl.
Watching a whole bunch of people with, it looks like cellos or something going by. I don't know. Is there an orchestra in town? There's a few problems in traffic. I'm going to tell you more details on that. One's going to be White Rock Highway 99, where they had that accident this morning. A couple people died in a rollover. More on that. And also, there was a tire that just got lost on Second Narrows. So I would avoid that like the plague. I'll tell you all about it in a moment. Here's Jeff Golub, Christopher Cross. How long? Wave 98.3. You might be waiting a long time if you're on the North Shore trying to get over Second Narrows right now.
Could happen to us any day. How long? This is Wave 98.3. Proud supporters of good thoughts, good times, and good friends. Wave 98.3. Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Sing to me a while under your starry sky. Whisper sweet and low the words I love you so on this moonlit night. The rhythm it calls to me, suddenly I am free. Island lullaby, lazy breezes sigh in your endless summertime. In the setting sun, the sand and sea are one.
Carol Welsman, Island Lullaby. Is it Salt Spring Island, Pender Island, Galliano Island, Vancouver Island? Which island is it? Dino here. I'm thinking it's probably in California or something like that. But I do want to tell you what's happening around here. Now, I was talking to Switchboard RCMP. They won't give me their first name, but they're very polite. Bonjour was the first thing that came out of their mouth. And they checked for me and said, well, Highway 99, we haven't had any updates at their switchboard, which means that whatever the condition was before, it still is. And what that condition was, the highway was closed down if you were heading northbound between 16th and 32nd. So a lot of people are on King George Boulevard using that instead. So it's a little bit busy there. Definitely want to be aware of that. There was an accident that happened at 3:40 in the morning last night. Rollover, two people died, and they're doing whatever they need to do to the accident investigation afterwards. So that's what's keeping that road closed. Over on highway number one, now we had a tire that apparently came off of somebody's vehicle, and that is at the north end. westbound in the middle lane. Now, that has already started the backup process. As you know, North Vancouver is like a... Well, I don't even want to say it. It's just hard some days to get off of North Vancouver back onto the mainland. And today's going to be another one of those days. So they're already backed up to Lonsdale. The cut, very, very congested. Now heading the other way, heading northbound, that's congested all the way to Grandview Highway. So we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you up to date. And that's the latest I've got for you at the moment. Wave weather, though, this is another interesting one. We've got another storm coming, and this storm is targeting Tuesday night and then into Wednesday morning. It should be gone by sometime Wednesday. We're talking, in the meantime, today, potential for thunderstorms and also maybe even tonight. Now, last night, did you hear that thunderclap? Oh, my gosh, over Kitsilano? I'd never heard anything so loud in my life. It was like, well, I don't even want to compare to what it was like. It was just a dramatic moment. I was on Skype talking to the parents, and they're like, you better hang up because your computers are going to get fried. And I was like, oh, thank you. Right now at 555 West Georgia, we don't have to worry about that at this moment. 7 degrees and kind of a bit of sun shining. Forget me not. Patrice Rushen from Wave 98.3. Stick with us. We've got the great smooth grooves going all day long.
Help me. Believe. You laugh.